His disciples came to him, and he taught them, saying, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the flame, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." The Gospel of the Lord. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. I remember when I first came back to the faith, as many of you have heard before, about 12 years ago, I wasn't even a practicing Catholic. I came back to the church because of the girl I was dating and because of the Holy Spirit using that. And I remember it became immediately clear to me, okay, if this Jesus stuff is true, then this is the most important thing in the world. If it's not true, then I better steer clear, because this is very harmful and a waste of my time. And it's going to waste a lot of people's time. It's going to confuse us and lead us away from maybe what's good for us. It's either true in the most essential, and therefore it will consume my life, or it's not true and is to be opposed, like all things that are not true. It was very self-evident to me. It's one or the other. There is no in-between option, at least not according to the Lord Jesus himself. He says elsewhere, "You're either for me or against me." You're either going to be, at the end of time, a sheep on his right hand, or a goat on his left. You're either going to end up in eternal life, or, if we freely reject the Lord who loves us and died for us on the cross, if we do not surrender to his will, we will not be saved. We will not go to heaven. It was immediately clear to me that I needed to know if this was all true. If it was not true, well, I probably should spend my life trying to help people from this poor, brainwashed mentality of patriarchal, overburdensome, man-made rules, which are maybe just a power grab at people who have too big egos. Or maybe it's true. And I think you can tell what conclusion I came to, judging by the fact that I'm here dressed like a priest, and because I am a priest, I realized it was true. Now let's think for a second, okay? Sometimes the Lord, in his love and mercy, he invites us to consider things that are not easy to think about. But he gives us the grace and invites our hearts to be open to the truth. Jesus gives us words that can be frightening tonight. Frightening to many people. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." So in other words, just saying Jesus is Lord is not enough. Just believing Jesus is Lord is not enough to get to heaven. What is needed? But only the one who does. Let's underline, bold, highlight, all caps, the word does. Only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. This is not my word. This is the Lord Jesus the God-man who became incarnate and died on a cross for you and me, because he loves us. He doesn't want us not to get to heaven. He tells us this so we can get to heaven. There's a dangerous idea in today's society that almost everyone gets to heaven. That it's almost like a given. That unless you're like some Hitler-like figure and you go around doing crazy, abominable things, that you'll of course get to heaven. Let me ask you, do you think that lines up with what we just heard in the gospel? I think that if we're intellectually honest, we see that that is not the truth. Jesus warns us, because he loves us and wants us to get to heaven, that the way to heaven, the way to life, in Jesus' own words, is narrow and hard. And he says, few there are that find it. Let us strive to be one of those. And let us strive to bring others to that path. Because eternal salvation is truly on the line. If we believe that this Bible is inspired by God's Word, then to do anything else would be logically inconsistent with our beliefs. So we ask that the Lord help us to build our house on rock, the rock that is Christ, the rock that is His Word, and also to draw others to a secure foundation so that they may have eternal life. Because the Lord loves them and also wants them to know Him, to experience His love, and through His mercy to be forgiven their sins so that they may do the will of the Father and enter the kingdom of heaven. May we become like that, just like St. Francis Xavier was.